It's a real pleasure to have Tom Waits visiting WMMR. Philadelphia makes it an ID. And going to be in town this Thursday through Sunday with Danny O'Keefe at the Main Point. That's kind of a funny thing, the way it works out, doesn't it, Tom?
Yeah, the last time I played on the bill with Danny O'Keefe, I opened a show for him at Postine's in Boston, Harvard Square. Now, he's opening a show for me. That's a little unusual.
Well, anyway, due to various lucky situations, we have a piano, so you can play us a couple tunes.
All right. I'm gonna start off with a little improvisational adventure into the bowels of the metropolitan region. It's kind of a bit of an inebriated travelogue. Behind the wheel of a 1958 Monkey Shoot Brown Buick Super, doing some serious highballing with bankrupt brakes and giving the finger to oncoming traffic and a rambunctious, rambling drive into town, throwing out cans of Miller High Life, using them as reflectors on the side of the highway, and coming into town. That's with an overhead cam and glass packs, and the whispering brushes of wet radios on wet pavement. And when those little beads of rain get up on your windshield, I call them diamonds on my windshield. So let me pull on your coat all about diamonds on my windshield, nip tears, man. And right now, I'm pulling into town on the interstate, talking about a steel train in the rain. And the wind bites my cheek through the windy league nights. Freeway flying, it always makes me sing. I got a duster's trying to change my tune, and he's pulling up fast on the right. And he's rolling restlessly by a 24-hour moon. I got a Wisconsin hiker with a cue ball ahead, and he's wishing he's home in a Wisconsin bed, but there's 15 feet of snow in the east. It's colder than a welder's ass. And it's colder than a ticker-taker's smile, and it's cold enough to freeze the balls right off a brass monkey. It's colder than a gut-sucking bitch wolf dog with nine-sucking bumps pulling a number four trap up a hill in the dead of winter in the middle of a snowstorm with a mouthful of porcupine quills. And now it's Oceanside, it's end of the ride. Sanctimony's coming up. And them Sunday desperados slip by cruise with the drive back. I got an orange driving and a neon belly that feet is filling to the brim. Talking about slave girls and Hotspur, bucket full of sin. And now that metropolitan area, with all them interchanging connections. And fly by night from Riverside, the out-of-state plates run a little late, now the sailors jockeying for the fast lane. 101 don't miss it. You got to roll in the hills of concrete fields, not broken lines, you mind. You got the eights going east and the fives going north, and all the merging exits back and forth, and you see your sign crossing the line, signal with the plague. And now that radio's gone off the air, so we'll give you time to think. And you're hearing the rumble as you're fumbling for a cigarette and long blaze on through that midnight jungle. Remember someone you can't forget. And one more block, that engine's talking at his whisper to home at last. Look at here, Jack, one more block. That engine's talking at a whisper to home at last, because I got diamonds on my windshield. And then tears, man. And right now, I'm pulling into town on the interstate, talking about a steel train in the rain. And the wind bites my cheek through the wing into the late nights. Freeway flying, it always makes me sing. I said, it's late nights and this freeway flying, it always makes me sing. Look at here, Jack, late nights. Freeway flying, it always makes me sing. Coming at you. I think I'll tell you a story. Takes place off a small little dirt cul-de-sac off Interstate US 80 in Stanfield, Arizona. On a sweltering afternoon, go all the way down to the end of the cul-de-sac and you see like a small little sort of stucco affair, kind of a masonite sort of condominium called Muñeca Arms. And if you look up into the plate glass window, you see the protagonist of this particular story, Irene Sorensen, sitting pensively, patiently on a Riviera convertible sofa, that is, with a pair of swizzle stick legs sticking out of a raggedy old house coat, with a pair of muckalucks on, with her feet propped up on a big stack of back issues of Overdrive magazine, and casually leaping to the latest issue of Popular Mechanics, wondering what to do with the 4.5 books of blue chip stamps, where she should get maybe the patio furniture or the Toro mower, or whether she should dust off the kitsch knick-knack shelf with all those porcelain poodles staring down at her and the glass swans and the bicentennial Lincoln ahead penny with the doily around it. And it's a quiet afternoon. Leaping through a TV guide, changing stations between Days of Our Lives and How to Save a Marriage. And under the sink, there's one of those old raggedy washcloths that's been under there for several months. Looks like maybe it could be a harness for a Pekingese or something. And the milk spilled on the draining board. A couple of kernels of Captain Crunch. Gotta get them off of the putty knife. It's been there for so long. And there's a couple of smoldering Newport butts in a LeBaron in a hotel ashtray, filtering up into the dust particles coming through the Venetian blinds. And Irene is pensively and patiently re-awaiting the re-arrival of her Peterbilt, who's on a long haul from Tuscaloosa to Tucson and into Stanfield. She takes a peek every now and then out through the curtains. Those kind of hop sack gabardine curtains with huge red banjos on them. So this is a Naugahyde truck driving song. Semi-sweet. Cause you hate those diesel rolling, those Friday nights out bowling, when he's off for a 12-hour lay overnight. You wish you had a dollar every time he hollers that he's gonna be leaving and he's never coming back. But the curtain lays below, his head's on the pillow. Now his trousers are hanging off of the chair. Those can't bust them and you're lying through your pain. But you're gonna tell him he's your man, though you ain't got the courage to leave. They tell
treasures that you're on is mine. And you're the only one he's ever gonna find. It's kinda special, cause you understand this complicated soul. Cause the only place a man can breathe and collect his thoughts is, you know, it's midnight as he's flying away on the road. Packed and unpacked so many times you lost track. And now the steam heat is dripping off of the wall. But oh, when you hear his engines, you're looking through the window in the kitchen, baby. You know you're always gonna be there when he calls. Cause he's a truck driver man. Stop him when I can. Cause he's a truck driving man. Stop him when I can.
Midnight howling at the moon, and I'm going out when I want to. Should I come home when I
Recently, with all due candor, I had a girl who lived in Reno. She left me for a trumpet player. Didn't get me down because he's wanted for assault. I know it's better weren't his fault. Well, you know, the coppers rode that sucker right out of town. And I got sleeping till the crack of noon. Midnight howling at the moon. Going out when I want to. Should I come home when I please? I don't have to ask permission if I want to go out fishing. And I never have to ask for the keys. Well, now I'm kind of selfish about my privacy. Well, you know, as long as I can be with me, most of the time, well, we get along so well, I can't even believe it. I gotta sleep around into about the crack of dawn every morning and take one look out and stuff up the crack and go back to bed. I don't want to end up like this girl I know. Well, she's been married so many times. You look real close. She got rice marks all over her face. I like a sleeping till the crack of noon. It's midnight howling at the moon. Going out when I want to. Should I come home when I please? I don't have to ask permission if I want to go out fishing. And I never have to ask for the keys. No, I never have to ask for the keys. Michigan. And it had a rhyming menu and a couple of sad, tired looking waitresses, Irene and Bernice, wearing those rhinestone studded cat eye glasses with the little pearl clip on lapel thing. The only place around, and it was 2 o'clock in town. So it's about a bromo seltzer evening. It's called eggs and sausage and a side of toast. Nighthawks at the diner, November's 49er, and a rendezvous of strangers round the coffee urn tonight. The gypsy hacks and the insomniacs, and the paper's been read, and the waitress said, eggs and sausage and a side of toast. Coffee and a roll. Hash browns over easy and chili in a bowl. Burgers and fries. Now what kind of fine in this graveyard charade? Well, it's a late shift masquerade, and it's 2 for a quarter, and it's a dime for a dance. And it's Woolworth rhinestone diamond earrings and a sideways glance. And the register rings, and the waitress sings eggs and sausage, side of toast, coffee and a roll, hash browns over easy, and some serious chili in a bowl. Burgers and fries, what kind of pie? Classified section offered no direction, and it was cold caffeine in a nicotine cloud. And the touch of your fingers, fingers burning in my memory. I've been 86 from your scheme. I'm in this melodramatic nocturnal scene, a refugee from a disconcerted affair, and the lead pipe morning falls, and the waitress calls, eggs and sausage, and a side of toast, coffee and a roll, a hash browns over easy, chili in a bowl, burgers and fries, what kind? The mood, if you will, cause I just come in to join the crowd, cause I had some time to kill. Just come in to join the crowd, cause I had some time to kill. Jerry Lee's Auto is on Victory Boulevard in Burbank, a real crooked sucker. Hell, I was the sucker, but I didn't really go intending to buy. I just was leaning up against the 65 Lincoln Continental, admiring the upholstery, and he strolled over to me dressed up. Crooked too. When they die, they'll probably have to be screwed in the ground some way or another. But they're smart. They always appeal to you somehow. They know your weakness, especially a Saturday afternoon sort of shopping crowd. They say, "Yeah, I didn't have any wheels. I took a bus down there." He said, "Well, you know, there's a triple feature of whore around with the receded driving. You need to check out that back seat." Probably be looking up a bull's ass and still tell you the price of butter on any day. So I bought it for $125. Always feels good to drive away all those troubles and not have to make payments on them. It's electronic radio, and it had a gold metal fleck top, and it was slicker than deer guts right on a doorknob. I could have passed it up. So I paid cash. Time went so quickly, I went legged and split. God knows, was feeling alive, and our son's coming low. And I'm riding with lazy love, with a freeway, cars, and trucks, the stars that are beginning to fade. I'm feeling getting stronger, and it's 6 in the morning. And giving no warning, I have to be on my way. Now these trucks all are passing me, lights all are flashing, and I'm on my way home from your place, and our son is coming home.
Thank you for giving up what would have been a rare day off when you could have. You were going to hit rush hour in New York this morning?
Oh, I was looking forward to it. but I've been out for 2 months traveling, playing nightclubs. It's a night off, but I enjoy playing. I enjoy playing. And I'm going from here to Village Vanguard to see Thad Jones and Mel Lewis tonight. And I'm going to catch that after this. So it's still a night off. But
yeah.
I enjoy playing. I do.
Well, it's really extra kind of you to stop between. You were in Washington on the way to New York, a couple nights there, then back here.
Yeah. I went from Toronto to Washington and from Washington.
Toronto was a weird little place,
mm-hmm.
You said. It wasn't the hippodrome of the town.
Well, I played at a real toilet, is what it was. kind of a Toronto's alone walk-up barbecue pit with shuffleboard, and they had pool and snooker and a lot of, it was just one of those weeks, yeah.
I guess as rare a chance as I've had to get you up to the station, which is never before this, I'm just going to let you play some more tunes for us, if you don't mind.
Okay.
That's probably the best.
All right, man.
Yeah. Second out, right. Identify the radio station.
Oh, let me do that.
I'll let you do that. In Philadelphia.
You're listening to a Leviticus Deuteronomous station, Positively Bonnaroo, WMMR, Philadelphia, PA. I write a column for a local Los Angeles street rag called the L.A. Free Press. It's called Clothes Make the Man. A lot of people ask me my idea of a serious sort of spring ensemble now. I just have to offer a few hints. People ask me, what do I wear when I go out on a Saturday night? And well, I like to start off with some green gabardines, with Bonnaroo breeches, and a Leviticus Deuteronomous Desertively Bonnaroo Catastrophic Lunchbox Stetson by Danger High Voltage, with color-coordinated stitches and a pastoral patent leather pickpocket pouch stereo high fidelity pair of slacks with animated monkey buttons and high top mink noonbrush suede tennis loafers by Top Drawer. Now what about the shades? Well, Paganini bug eye cat's eye rainbow prism flares with the x-ray power vision to cut down on the glare, with the gold lace drawstrings and the Venetian blinds with sunshade wipers and washers on the front and the behind. A serious seersucker Saturday evening accoutrement ensemble with the blazer suit and chocolate brown and the Scat Singer animated briefs for all occasions. And I'll be out spending money just like a drunken sailor riding a high moonbeam express route to a place called a 20 Grand Club aboard a 65 powder blue Lincoln Continental, walking into the club, passing out wolf tickets and jingling my empty pockets in a houndstooth oatmeal tweed top coat, ordering me up a flaming Cafe Nehru and wolfing that sucker down. How's it feel? Given evening in a small vinyl community, Sailor Town in Southern California, on the corner of 9th and National, out in front of Napoleon's Pizza House, sandwiched in between a Triumph motorcycle shop and Merge Roberts mortuary, across the street from Iwo Jima Eddie's tattoo parlor, the Golden Barrel, the 29 Club, Melody Club, Escalante's Liquor, Westerner Bar, or Coffee Shop, well, Joe Sardo and Sal Carvello. Well, they're standing out in front of Napoleon's in sweaty old linen khaki flares, crossing their arms with a old some kind of an apron drenched in tomato puree and Clorox bleach, having a Winston and watching the traffic go by. And there'll be a cab combing the snake, and he's trying to rake in that last night's fare. And a solitary sailor who spent the facts of his life
just like small change on strangers. We'll be pawing his inside peacoat pocket for a welcome 25 cents. And the last bent butt from a package of Kents. The dreams of a waitress with Maxwell House eyes. Marmalade thighs. And Singapore sling size. A cream and sugar complexion and scrambled yellow hair. As she draws a heavily upon a viceroy and wipes the wisps of dishwater blonde from her eyes. And a rhinestone studded moniker says Irene. And the Texaco beacon burns on. Attendant with his ring and valve special, and he's crying, fill her up, check that oil. Well, you know, it could be distributor. Well, then again, it could be your coil, maybe your voltage regulator. I don't know. You can't burn champion plugs in a Ford product, anyhow. Should be running a hell of a lot higher octane than that sucker, if you ask me. I don't know. I'll have to ask Lou. Lou's not here. Lou's at lunch. The early morning final edition's on the stands. And that town crier's crying every nickel's in his hand. Talking about pigs in a blanket, 69 cents. Eggs roll them over in a package of Kents and add them and Eve on a log and you can sink them damn straight. Hash browns, hash browns. Shit on a shingle and I can't be late. You know, the early dawn. Be cracking out a carpet of diamonds across a cash crop car lot, and it's filled with twilight coupes de villes, and it's leaving the town in the keeping of the one who is sweeping up the ghost of Saturday night.
Be so kind as to ask. We had a request that you might do Phantom 309.
Oh, yeah, I can do that. I'll do, Foul. Yeah, I can do that.
That's one that we couldn't hear you play any other way anyway. It's not on an album.
Well, Michael, I think before I do that, foggy night on an abandoned road. Behind the wheel of a powder blue Fairlane, on a slick wet anaconda of Tulane, I was coming around a wet slick hairpin turn right into the bright lights of a big sucker of a Peterbilt one night. I was right out of East St. Louis. You know, they have a code, big semi trucks, they have a code that kind of talk to you at the lights. Chink, 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 chink. For a long time, I just thought that they were, just saying, hey,
found out that there's a very intricate sort of level of communication going on. See, one blink from a Peterbilt means that there's a highway patrolman back 2.25 miles back on a off dirt road, and he's just starting his engines. He's about ready to come up behind you. Now, two shorts and a long means about 6-7 miles up a road, if you take the Sorensen turnoff, you go past that Shell station. Don't turn at the Shell station. You go past the Shell station. You gotta stop at a place called Jorgensen's Cafe and they got good patty melts and a veal cutlets. Well, they're tired, but they're decent and they're cheap and they got good looking waitresses. You can always find out what the story is on a Tulane. But this particular night, I found myself in a precarious position. Because you don't argue with Peterbilts. And it was a foggy night on an abandoned road. In a twilight mirror mirage, with no indication of any kind of a service station or an all-night garage. And I was misinformed, I was misdirected. Cause the interchange never intersected, leaving me marooned, leaving me the bloodshot moon. All upon a foggy night. It was a foggy night, an abandoned road, and a blurred brocade collage. Is that a road motel? I can't really tell. You gotta tell me, is that some kind of a vacancy lodge? Is that no consolation? What kind of a situation to be aimlessly askew amidst a pot of blue? No telltale light clue, and it spun just like a spell you spin. Some kind of a precarious pandemonium all upon a foggy night. Broadway arcade, heads you win, tails I lose, and I'm rambling, I'm gambling, all upon a foggy night, all upon a foggy night, all upon a foggy night.
Something else. This is a true story. This is called The Ballad of Big Joe and Phantom 309. Be home in a week if my luck held out this way, but you know the third night, it was the third night that I got stranded. It was a cold, lonely crossroads, the rain was pouring down, and I was tired and hungry and freezing, thirsty. I done caught a chill, but you know about that time it was the lights of an old semi. You should have seen me smile when I heard them air brakes come on. I climbed up into that cab where I knew it'd be warm. You know, with the wheels set a big man. Say, Christ, he must have weighed 210. It stuck out a big hand and it said with a grin, Big Joe's the name, and his ear is called Phantom 309. That's him, I call his rig such a name. He just turned to me and said, why, son, don't you know this here rig? I put them all to shame. And a driver on this or any other line for that matter has seen nothing but the tail lights of Big Joe and Phantom 309. We rode and we talked a better part of the night. Well, I told my stories, Joe told his. Well, the radio spit out the hit parade. We rolled along. Asphalt two lane was stretched out there. And there was a stray dog moon in a tenderloin sky. Lights of a truck stop and rolled into sight. So turned to me and said, I'm sorry, son, but I'm afraid this is just as far as you go. You see, I kind of got to be making a turn just up the road a piece. I'll be damned if he didn't toss me a dime as he threw her in low. Say, go on in there, son, and get yourself a hot cup of coffee on Big Joe. I mean to tell you, when Joe and his rig pull off into the night, man, nothing flat was clean out of sight. I walk into the old stop, and, well, I order me up a cup of mud, saying Big Joe's setting this dude up. But it got so deathly quiet in that place, you couldn't hear a pin drop. And the waiter's face turned kind of pale. I said, what's the matter? Did I say something wrong? I kind of said with a halfway grin. Just turned to me and said, why, son, don't you know that every driver in here knows Big Joe? Yeah, but tell you what happened just about 10 years ago. Yeah, about 10 years ago, out there at that cold, lonely crossroads. Out there at that cold, lonely crossroads where you flagged Joe down. Well, there was a whole busload of kids, and they were just coming from school, and they were right in the middle when Joe topped the hill and could have been slaughtered except Joe turned his wheels. Jackknifed, and it went into a skid. Well, folks around here, well, they're saying he gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And out there at that cold, lonely crossroads, saying it was the end of the line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But you know, it's funny, cause every now and then, yeah, every now and then, wouldn't that be like a full, big, buttery moon out there, and it's all melted off to one sky, see? Joe, stop and give you a ride. Well, here, son, he said to me, you must be tired. Go on in there and get yourself another cup of coffee. It's on the house, see? Well, you see, I want you to hang on to that dime. Keep it as kind of a souvenir. Yeah. Yeah, I want you to hang on to that dime and keep it as kind of a souvenir. Souvenir of someone named Big Joe. Big Joe and Phantom 309.
I can see we're getting up toward midnight.
Oh, okay.
And if you're going to catch the late show for a
song, maybe?
Yeah,
or
one
what?
More. Yeah, give us one more. Tom Waits at the Main Point this Thursday through Sunday. You miss Tom at your own risk. You can't say I didn't warn you.
Well, I'm glad to be here, Michael. And I think I'll do, I don't know, I could do something old, or I could do something new. Well, you know, I could do, Looking for the Heart of Saturday Night. Yeah.
We're still here. This is WMMR in Philadelphia.
And we get to change the microphones back and
that's right.
Give a special thank you to Dennis Weiland for sound production, Lance Strickler for microphoning from Mom's Wholesome Audio.
This is about the best night of the week. You stop off and get yourself a couple of bottles of Vicks Formula 44 and you're on your way into town. Thank you.
late on Friday. Pockets are jingling and then you see the lights. You get all tingled cause you're cruising with a fix. Looking for the heart of Saturday night. Comb your hair, shave your face, you're trying to wipe out every trace. All the other days are in the way. This will be the Saturday, reaching your peak, stopping on the red. Going on the green, night will be like nothing as you've ever seen. It finds you barreling down the boulevard. You're looking for the heart of Saturday night. Either the crack of the pool ball, that neon buzzing, or the telephone ringing, and it's your second cousin. Barmaid as she's smiling, the corner of her eye. Magic of the melancholy tear in your eyes makes it kind of special. Down in the core, you're dreaming of them Saturdays that came before they found you stumbling. Stumbling on the heart of Saturday night. You gather up and away. Arm around your sweet one, your old Oldsmobile. Barreling down the boulevard as you're looking for the heart of Saturday night. Near the crack of the pool balls, that neon buzzing or the telephone ringing, and it's your second cousin. The barmaid as she's smiling, the corner of her eye. Magic of the melancholy tear in your eye makes it kind of quiver. Down in the core, dreaming of them Saturdays that came before, cause they found you stumbling, stumbling on the heart of Saturday night. You're stumbling, stumbling on the heart of Saturday night.
Special thanks to Tom for coming by and making that possible. Tom Waits at the Main Point, Thursday through Sunday.